the Artist Space Trust. This is a low-cost way for us to begin to build our portfolio and actually really care and support, as in be part of the aging in place team for the artists that actually live in the properties that they're donating. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And then while we're doing that, we're actually building an acquisition and renovation fund that will allow us to go in and start having conversations about existing live work studios or studio spaces or small performance spaces.
Welcome to Voices of the Community, your source for in-depth discussions on critical issues facing Northern California. Today's episode is part of our continuing special series focused on the resurgence of the arts and culture sector post-COVID-19. Our journey begins with a reflection on the recent State of the Arts Summit, a collaborative effort with Arts for a Better Bay Area. Among the breakout sessions, one topic resonated deeply: affordable housing for our creative workforce. Feedback poured in from summit attendees expressing a desire for more time to explore this pressing issue. In response, we've crafted three follow-up episodes, each delving into key discussions from the summit. Welcome to the third and concluding episode of our special series on affordable housing for the creative workforce, co-produced with Arts for a Better Bay Area as part of the State of the Arts Summit. Today, we delve into an innovative topic from the APA Summit, a pilot program adopting the real estate trust model. This real estate model allows artists' property owners to ensure their estates remain within the artistic community after their passing. Joining us is Meg Schiffler, director of the Artist Space Trust, who previously enlightened us at the APA Summit's breakout session on affordable housing and real estate. Meg returns to shed light on the inception of the Artist Space Trust, its mechanisms for assisting property owners in preserving their artistic legacy, and how artists and creative professionals can engage with the trust to prepare for property acquisition. You're tuned into Voices of the Community, where every voice is significant and dialogue sparks transformation. I'm joined remotely by the director of the Artist Space Trust, Meg Schiffler. Welcome back to Voices of the Community, Meg.
Thank you, George. Nice to be here.
So, Meg, we wanted to thank you again for both helping us coordinate and participating in our breakout panel discussion on the development of affordable housing for our creative workforce as part of the Arts for a Better Bay Area State of the Arts Summit back on June 28th, 23. Doesn't seem that long ago, but it is, of course. So given the complexity of housing and all the great work that you, Catherine, and Ian are doing to provide housing through the new Artist Space Trust, we wanted to have you share in more detail about the Artist Space Trust's work. So with that said, Meg, tell us more about a little bit of background on the Artist Space Trust and why Northern California Land Trust created it along with Catherine and Ian.
No problem. So Artist Space Trust is the first community land trust in the nation devoted solely and entirely to artists. And so what we're going to do is create a portfolio of individual family homes, multi-unit housing, live-work studios, and creative space in the broader Bay Area for low-income artists to occupy. The interesting thing about a land trust is that it's a split title. So when we acquire these properties, we'll split the title, and the land trust will own the land forever. And then we'll either sell or lease the housing or creative space on top of it to artists. And then it comes back to the trust when there's a turnover of the tenants or owners again. So this is actually building a portfolio of properties in the Bay that will be devoted to artists forever. And Artist Space Trust is the steward of these properties for the community. I know that's a lot. I know it's a little confusing, but you know, in the end, what it means is that there will be low income housing and workspace for artists in the Bay, not just for a one-time turnover, but for generations to come.
Right. So for folks listening, a trust works in that the land is separated from the building so that the artist who's buying the building is essentially buying the building, or a lease, a ground lease, if you will, of the building, and the trust owns the land. So by separating the two, you've lowered the cost for purchase, for example.
Correct. Yep.
So if I'm a homeowner or a property owner, building owner, et cetera, how do I get engaged in working with the Artist Space Trust?
There are a couple ways. As a property owner, you could consider in your estate planning a bequest. And so you're thinking about what happens to your property after you leave. Maybe you didn't have children, or maybe your children are just fine and you'd like to have your property occupied by artists forever. Knowing that artists are generally part of an income bracket here in the Bay Area that is priced out of building equity, is priced out of secure housing. And the fastest way we can get more productivity and more art in our community is to look after the health and well-being of our artists. So you might consider donating your property or bequeathing it to us in your will. The other is, let's say you're moving out of the Bay Area and you're not ready to estate plan, you're just relocating. How about your house or maybe a rental property that you own? How about coming to us and see if we can do a low-cost purchase from you? And then you take the rest of the value of your property as a big fat nonprofit donation that you can amortize for years to come. So there are multiple ways that you can become engaged. You can also just donate through our website for your end of the year charitable giving.
And the website is?
Artistspacetrust.org.
And so are there, I know from our panel discussion that you had people already approaching you. Does the Artist Space Trust team, so if I'm an owner, I don't necessarily have an accountant or a lawyer or somebody to work with. Is there a team, you know, that the Northern California Land Trust has worked with over the decades and that now is part of the Artist Space Trust? Is there a team that's available for a property owner to work with to try to figure out, you know, do I take a bigger tax advantage? Do I take money, et cetera?
We definitely have folks that we can point you toward, but for legal reasons, we can't be that advisor or accountant. And so you have to figure out what's best for your family and for your personal needs and for the future of the property. But we certainly have artist-sensitive, you know, estate planner lawyers. We have property lawyers. We have accountants that we can recommend. And so there are definitely, you know, I think it's hard. I think if you are an artist, that you may not have those people in your back pocket, and you may be recommended to people that are not sensitive to the particularities of being an artist, who have a particular kind of income or use their property in a particular kind of way. You have a big ceramic studio in your backyard. You have other types of, you know, outbuildings maybe on your property that are used for performance or for production of some kind. That's a little bit different than just saying you have a garage. And so thinking about the value of it for the community, and having a sensitive team around you is part of what we're trying to develop also. But for legal reasons, we can't be the one advising you on your estate planning. We can give you the option of this and tell you what that option entails. But you're going to have to go out and figure that out and then come to us if this is the best option for you.
And so you have resources you could at least direct people to. So
yeah, we're building a little team of people that we have.
A little ecosystem to help in the transaction. So is there a profile? I know from the panel discussion, you had people approaching you from, you know, basically all over and had different types of property. But is there a type of property that the Artist Space Trust is looking for? Or you're just, you know, opening the doors and say, hey, folks, if you have property, come and talk to us and let's figure out if we can do something.
Yeah, that's a really good question. We're a pilot project and we're being incubated by both Northern California Land Trust, which is the oldest and most prominent land trust in California. And the particular person that I'm working with at Northern California Land Trust is Ian Winters, who's a community land trust expert and also a working artist. And he actually thought of the idea for Artist Space Trust along with Catherine Reisner, who has just stepped down as executive consultant of Vital Arts, which is a nonprofit organization concerned with the safety and well-being of artists post-ghost ship fire. It was started by the parents of a victim in the fire who, you know, this is a group that's deeply invested in the safety and well-being of artists. And so with these two organizations mentoring and supporting the growth and development of Artist Space Trust, we're in very good hands. Back to your question. The way that we'll build our property portfolio is two ways initially. One is to help artists, especially elder artists and individuals, estate planning. to help them with this bequest process, with leaving your home and your will to the Artist Space Trust. This is a low-cost way for us to begin to build our portfolio and actually really care and support, as in be part of the aging in place team for the artists that actually live in the properties that they're donating. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And then while we're doing that, we're actually building an acquisition and renovation fund that will allow us to go in and start having conversations about LiveWorks, existing LiveWorks studios or studio spaces or small performance spaces. But we're not there yet. So I get emails every day from people saying, you know, my studio building is being lost to the marketplace. You know, we're being evicted from our performance space, or, you know, our little gallery has been in a space in Chinatown for 10 years. And all of a sudden the owner wants to sell. As compassionate as I am to that, and as I can point you to other resources that might be advantageous, Artist Space Trust is not going to be prepared to actually enter into purchasing until we build our financial support to allow us to do that, which will probably take a couple more years. So we're at the table in these conversations about the preservation of space, but we're not quite ready. So we're working on straight donations and bequests first, and then purchases will come in a couple of years.
Wonderful. Okay, so we've talked about property owners who are interested in working with Artist Space Trust for their property. Let's turn to artists themselves. So if I'm an artist and I'm watching or listening to the show, how do I get engaged with the Artist Space Trust and get myself prepared, if you will, to purchase a property or part of a property?
I think the best way is to follow us on social media, because the opportunities that will come up to be able to purchase or lease property from us in the future is really on an unpredictable timeline right at the moment, because we're building a portfolio of bequests. So our real concern is working with the elder artists and individuals that are donating their properties to make sure that they have a quality existence until they pass and be part of their support team. So I can't tell you when those bequeathed properties are going to become available, but we certainly will announce it broadly when that happens. And then rental properties probably won't come into play for another 2-3 years, I would say. So hold tight. Artist Space Trust is actually not about a volume of artists, serving a volume of artists immediately. It's the long game of removing properties from the marketplace and dedicating them to artists forever. So we're talking about fewer properties, but we're talking about generation after generation. So as an artist, you need to know that to qualify for purchase or rental of our properties, you need to be 80% or below the average median income for the Bay Area. And you can Google Bay Area 80% AMI. And that's going to be the first thing that tells you if you're going to be even qualified to apply for these properties. And over the next couple of years, we're going to be working with an advisory committee from the community, and we'll hold listening sessions and community sessions to hear feedback about our selection processes and about communities in great need, about how artists are being displaced and our mechanism and other mechanisms to stay. We'll probably do workshops in estate planning. We'll probably do workshops in how to apply for affordable housing. So keep your eye on our social media. That's LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook for now.
Welcome back to Voices of the Community, where we delve into critical issues facing Northern California communities. Voices of the Community is made possible by generous support from the Zeldebach Family Foundation, dedicated to ensuring vibrant work is created, new voices celebrated, and diverse communities have opportunities to thrive. Learn more at zff.org. We're also supported by the Peaceful World Foundation, fostering a culture of global peace through hosted conversations and education. Discover more at peacefulworldfoundation.org. Before we return to our insightful discussion with Meg Schiffler on the Artist Space Trust, let's pause to delve into some compelling excerpts from our exclusive one-on-one interviews at the ABBA Summit. Our dedicated roving reporters, Issa Nakazawa and Eric Estrada, captured the voices of influential attendees. Today, we spotlight Catherine Reisner, a name Meg mentioned earlier. Catherine is the visionary founder of both Vital Arts and the Artist Space Trust. Let's listen to her perspective and delve into the roots of these transformative initiatives.
Hi, this is Issa Nakazawa with Voices of the Community, and we're here at the Arts for a Better Bay Area Art Summit 2023. Can you just tell us a little bit about who you are, your name, if you represent an organization, or if you just represent yourself?
My name is Catherine Reisner. I'm the executive consultant for Vital Arts. Vital Arts was founded to honor the victims of the Ghost Ship Fire by working to ensure safe, affordable spaces for artists to live, work, and perform.
Thank you, Catherine. Can you tell us a little bit, if at all, the pandemic has affected your practice or the work that you do, and if so, how?
It didn't affect the work in many ways. It just accelerated the need because it made it so much harder. We shifted into high gear immediately after the pandemic started, working with 13 housing justice organizations on emergency rental relief. So we weren't as focused on legalizing buildings as we were on trying to keep artists in their homes.
Great answer. I think that even if it doesn't affect the actual practice, the conditions change. So, and then what's something that you're excited for today? Like, what are you looking forward to? I know that a lot of people we've been talking to have said this is the first time we're gathering in a long time. So I'm just curious to hear what everyone's looking forward to.
So I'm looking forward to gathering, seeing a lot of folks I haven't seen in a long time, of course, I think as we all are. I'm also interested and excited about introducing a new project that we've just launched, the Artist Space Trust, to this community, and to sharing more information about artist housing and options that are going on that people may not be aware of.
Amazing. And how can people stay in touch with the work that you do?
www.vitalarts.org.
Amazing. Thanks, Catherine. Have a great time today.
Let's rejoin our discussion with Meg Schiffler, the director of the Artist Space Trust, and dig into the second half of our discussion about how artists and our creative workforce can get engaged with the Artist Space Trust along with their work on housing policy. Great, because I know through the Northern California Land Trust, there's like home buyer programs, you know, to get people, help people get qualified. So I imagine using the ecosystem that Ian and the whole team has built over the decade. You know, the Northern California Land Trust has worked mainly in the East Bay. And I know Catherine, before she, you know, segued out of, you know, Vital Arts, she was working with the city of Berkeley, for example, you know, in their housing element. So is the Artist Space Trust working closely with any jurisdictions in the area as well? Because it's a wonderful model that's kind of been out there, usually for housing, not necessarily totally focused on our creative workforce.
Our policy work is really going to be in partnership with our housing work. You know, this is about housing justice. This is about looking at populations that have been redlined out of building equity over generations. This is about the preservation of communities, cultural and racial communities that become smaller and smaller because of the lack of affordability in the Bay Area. And so working along with governments around policies is really important. That said, we don't have plans right now to take funding from government sources. We would really like to keep our funding sources from individuals and foundations that really believe in this. That keeps us clear from the whims of government in terms of any given shifting prioritization of arts and non-arts funding, or centering artists in urban planning and community building. So we'll be working at policy level for sure, but not looking to governments for funding right off the bat. Maybe in the future, but it's not how we're building our financial funds to be able to execute what we want to execute. So we are looking at properties in Marin, in San Francisco, in Oakland, Berkeley, Richmond. And, you know, someone said, oh, I have a property in Berkeley, but I also have one in Inverness, and they come as a package deal. Like, no. Well, that's interesting. So I think it's sort of going to come from the potential donors to also help us define, you know, where we're in and where we're out. And also our advisory council will be key, because community land trusts, it's not our property. We're stewarding it for the community. And so listening to community and following community feedback through our arts council and community meetings are going to be really important to us.
And so I was also listening to this, and I wanted to volunteer to be on the advisory, because I know through our panel discussion, there was a question from our audience member about the diversity of folks that were going to be on the advisory committee, you know, artists of color, artists from LGBTQ communities, et cetera. So how would I reach out and get engaged if I was interested?
That's interesting. I think go to our website. All of our advisory council is listed there. It's growing. It's growing very, very slowly. There's a whole matrix. We want cultural communities represented. We want geographic communities represented. We want arts genres represented. So, you know, currently we're looking for a variety of media that's not represented on our committee, but also age range, also network and community. So I think I think expressing your interest is great, but I think it's a complicated matrix to build this small group of people that have touch points in all the directions that we need to be in this core group. But I imagine that there will be, and as time goes on, representatives of a variety of neighborhoods, representative of a variety of cultural communities in a broader sense than just these core individuals working on sort of mission, vision, values and selection processes and things like that. So we're growing. It's just me. And we just put in an offer to a part-time person. So give us some time. Give us some time to build the broader support system around Artist Space Trust. And for now, we've got Northern California Land Trust and Vital Arts and their boards and their networks. And also as an individual, you know, I bring 17 years of experience with the San Francisco Arts Commission. So with government and really diverse communities of artists, and each person that comes in will bring their own network as well.
Which is the wonderful part of it, right? I mean, it's grassroots and community-based. Circling back to funding, so philanthropy, not necessarily government, so much of affordable housing is being funded through basically the banks in the, you know, in each community get, you know, credits from the Treasury Department for, you know, redevelopment, usually through housing. So is the plan to work with, you know, large banks to utilize some of that funding to help fill the pool?
I don't see that clearly right at the moment. And also the foundations and funders of low-income housing projects and other community land trusts have not come into frame for us yet because we're specializing. And so all of our funding right now is coming from foundations and individuals that have traditionally funded the arts. And the beautiful thing that's happening is that a lot of foundations that only fund or only have funded production and presentation costs are right now post-pandemic thinking about the long-term holistic well-being of artists. And this is where we come in. Artist Space Trust is coming in at the very beginning of many foundations shifting their focus within how they fund artists and fund the arts. Because we know now that in San Francisco, in New York, in Seattle, I was just there. If you can't afford to live there, you can't afford to manifest your project there. And how much of your artist fee from that project is going straight into paying your rent? It's not even paying for the materials that you've used to complete the commission or the project. And so in a crisis, which is what we're having right now post-pandemic, a lot of those emergency funds have dried up that foundations set aside because production wasn't happening. Now they're back to funding production. But in their minds, they're reevaluating their commitment to the arts and to individual artists and what that means and how important that is. So we're very happy to be at the forefront of those conversations with small family foundations all the way up to the larger foundations. And then, you know, our seed money comes from the Hewlett Foundation, which has always funded social well-being projects, community building projects, and the arts are part of that. And San Francisco Foundation, similarly. We also have funding from the Hellman Foundation. The Hellman Family Foundation supports Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. And they know that the musicians that they're working with can't afford to live here anymore, right? And they're like, we want to take care of individual artists more than just by producing Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. And so their funds to us are incredibly intentional regarding the well-being of the music community that they serve.
Nice. People actually putting money where their beliefs are. What a concept.
Yeah.
So Meg, is there anything that I haven't asked you about, you know, what you and the Artist Space Trust and your team are doing that you'd like to share?
No, I think it's just a reiteration of, we know there's a crisis. Please reach out if you're an individual artist losing your home, losing your workspace. We have resources to point you to. We simply don't have properties yet. So know that there will be a compassionate response to this, and that know that Artist Space Trust is part of a network of many people working on this crisis right now. But we need time. We need time to build this model. We need time to build this portfolio. And we're really looking forward to serving the elder artists that are donating their properties. And the first donors of properties are artists. But we will take a property from anyone. And then serving long-term, you know, artists stabilized housing and creative workspace. And we just need time, but we know it's a crisis right now.
Well, wonderful. So I want to thank Meg for sharing her team's work to support our arts and culture sector. We'll make sure that our viewers and listeners have your contact information, your website, and social media so they can get engaged and support all of your work to support our artist and to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic on both the state and local level. Thanks for being on Voices of the Community, Meg.
Thank you very much. And I look forward to coming back and reporting on all of our successes in the future and how we have served to help stem the displacement of artists from the Bay.
That would be wonderful. It's great that you guys are working on it. It's obviously a huge issue on so many fronts. So that's why we wanted to get you back on the show.
Thank you, George.
That concludes this episode of Voices of the Community. Today, we feature the insights of Meg Schiffler, the director of the Artist Space Trust, and Catherine Reisner, executive consultant for Vital Arts, to discover more about our guest and their impactful work, including programs, services, volunteer opportunities, and donation options. Visit voicesofthecommunity.com, navigate to the Arts and Culture series page, and locate episode 10. Today's episode was made possible through a special co-production partnership with Arts for a Better Bay Area for their State of the Arts Summit on June 28, 2023. We extend our heartfelt thanks to our incredible technical crew, including the audio and video wizard and our associate producer, Eric Estrada. Additionally, we'd like to express our gratitude to our esteemed co-production partner, Bayback Media, and their dedicated staff, Paula Argoni, Andy Konami, Issa Nakazawa, and Javon Giles. And let's not forget the graphics magic skillfully crafted by Casey Nance from Citron Studios. We extend our sincere gratitude to our valued broadcast partners who help bring Voices of the Community to the airwaves. Thank you to KSFP-LP-FM, broadcasting on 102.5 FM in San Francisco, and KPCA-LP-FM, airing on 103.3 FM in Petaluma. We're also grateful for the support of Petaluma Community Access TV and Bayback Media's SF Commons Public Access TV channels 29 and 76. Their partnership ensures that our discussions reach a wider audience, sparking meaningful conversations and fostering community engagement. Thank you for your continued support and commitment to amplifying diverse voices and perspectives. Voices of the Community is made possible by generous support from the Zillabak Family Foundation, dedicated to ensuring vibrant work is created, new voices celebrated, and diverse communities have opportunities to thrive. Learn more at zff.org. We're also supported by the Peaceful World Foundation, fostering a culture of global peace through hosted conversations and education. Discover more at peacefulworldfoundation.org. Take us along on your next walk, workout, or drive by subscribing to Voices of the Community on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. And if you've been enjoying the show, please take a moment to leave us a rating and review on the podcast platform of your choice. Your feedback helps us improve and reach more listeners. To watch past and future episodes of Voices of the Community, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Simply visit youtube.com and search for Geo Koster. We value your input and ideas. Reach out to us by sending an email to george@georgekoster.com. We would love to hear from you. I'm George Koster from San Francisco, and on behalf of our entire team, thank you for joining us on this journey of exploration and dialogue. Until next time, remember, your voice matters.